KD2AIP. I'm in the middle of work and I can't do the net tonight, but if somebody else would like to pick it up, be my guest. KD2AIP.
KD2AIP, this is KD2FPM. Yeah, I can pick the net up. I just got to get the preamble up.
Roger. As long as I'm not hung up here on the job, I will try and check in. KD2AIP.
All right, good evening. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kevin James. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Club radio repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. All right, the Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on April 19, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and is still not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portables, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. Okay, KD2FPM here, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, now looking for Echolink stations that wish to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
KD2FPM, KA3TFP, Bill in Marshall Township, Western Pennsylvania, and calling through the Echolink, and I see two others that are behind me. Back to you.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Kowalski Charlie, Matt and Oneana checking in by Echolink, and KD2FPM. I am the last one that I see on the list.
Okay, received. The net recognizes KA3TFB, Bill from Pennsylvania, and also KD2JWC, Matt from Oneonta, New York. I tell you what, Bill, you're at the top of the list here because I'm going to go last at this point. KA3TFB, go ahead, take it away. The floor is yours.
Roger, Roger, fine business. It's 32 degrees here. And just came back from a county fire police meeting. There was seven of us there trying to plan events for the next year. And I'm not going to hold the repeater. I'm going to let it go. Thanks, Kevin James, for taking the net. Good evening to everybody. And we had a slow thaw for 2 days. Now we're back in the freezing mark. And with that in mind, maybe it's a good idea to put another blanket on the bed. Back to net control from KA3TFB through the Echolink system, and we'll be listening. Over.
Okay, that's excellent, Bill. Yeah, in fact, yeah, our temperatures are kind of going all over the place. We feel like on a roller coaster up here in central New York. Hit 47 here in Oneonta today, and it's going to dip a little bit, and then I'm hearing by the weekend we could be up near 40 again by Sunday. So the roller coaster continues. All right, KD2JWC, you are up next. Take the floor, Matt.
Good evening, KD2FPM, Kevin. Currently showing 39 degrees, 35 degree with the wind chill. And Bill, I'd actually have to say your guys' fire police meeting, county fire police meeting, was way better than ours was. We had three people there. Didn't even have a meeting this past month. Other than that, just here finishing up paperwork for the month, and finally got the other stuff finished that I had to do for the Department of Health, which is always fun. And just figured I'd be here taking a listen to what was going on, hear everyone, and at least try to check in tonight since I had some free time. I might not be able to make it tomorrow night, being as we have drill tomorrow evening. So this is KD2JWC, back to net control of KD2FPM.
All right, KD2JWC, KD2FBM, net control here. Yeah, I think I know where I'm going to be tomorrow night because I know I was a bad boy last week for our fire police meeting at the county. We would have had one more if I at least rode with you, but unfortunately, I was succumbed to the events of the last five, 6 days, and I wound up inspecting the back of my eyelids, and that was the end of me. I didn't even get on a net at all, so that was a bad night, but... All right, with that, we'll move on. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James.
Good evening. This is KD2AIC.
WA to you.
All right. Yeah, we had a nice line right there. N2PFM, George, KD2AIT, Jeff, and WA2U, John. All right. Tell you what, George, take the floor first. N2PFM, this is KD2FBM. Go ahead, George.
Well, good evening to Kevin, John, to Jeff. We got a temperature of 34 degrees after a temperature range of 28 to 37. And this morning it was icy. Boy, I had to really massively salt the roads to get them even passable. I had to throw a lot of salt down just so I could get out to the van. After all, everything was salted. Well, I didn't get out till almost 10 this morning for that reason. And I could hear the, on the scanner, I heard the trucks around Lowellville, they were sorry that it wasn't, it was still sliding on the road, so they had to go out and resalt the hills again. So, that's about what the situation was. Some sun did come out for a little while today. Also, we had a pole fire on the block about a half a mile from me, so knocked the electric out for about 3 hours, but so I'm glad I got some solar power. So that's about it from the mountain side. 2 PFM clear.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you had a busy day there, George. Yeah. Pole fires are not fun. I kind of look at those and dread them. So luckily you guys got it under control and everything sounds like you're back in business, so that's good. Tell you what, we'll move on. KD2AIT. Jeff, go ahead. Take the floor. It's yours.
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. I'm just working here tonight and a lot going on, so I couldn't reliably run the net. So just plugging away. I've been working since... shortly after I got up this morning. I'm hoping to get done here and get to bed in a reasonable hour, but we'll see. Anyway, back to that control.
All right, Jeff, yeah, KD2AIT, KD2FBM, net control here. I know you're busy, so I don't mind taking over and helping out a little bit. I apologize, it took me a minute because I had to wait for my preamble to pop up here. So, all right, we'll move on. WA2U, John, Kevin James is sitting here waiting for you with the net here and the rest of the crew, KD2FBM. Go ahead, take it away.
Okay, Kevin James, WA2U and the assembled multitude here on frequency and those out there in RF land and also on the internet land, I guess, so various platforms. Thanks for picking up the net. 33 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. I think we, seems like we're the coolest. I noticed that even in the summer, but that's okay. And let's see, what did I accomplish today? Worked a little bit in the, decided to look at some of the parts for the elliptical. We're gradually getting the, as I mentioned, I probably mentioned this before, the foyer. I've got all the baseboard in. I put that in yesterday. And got most of the equipment all rearranged. But now I spent a good portion of this afternoon, you know, when you move, I put all the, thought I had the right bolts for the elliptical, so I have to go to one of the local hardware stores and get some more bolts, so. But that's okay. And then I can put that together. I'm going to put each piece of machinery together one by one. I think that's the easiest thing. I took the elliptical apart. I did not take the weight machine apart. I had someone come in and take that apart, so I'm not sure I can get that back together, but maybe I can. It has a lot of cabling and stuff, but the elliptical, I did take that apart, and it's sort of a commercial-grade thing, so I want to make sure I put it together. It's got all the electronics and stuff built into it. So I worked on that a little bit, and what else? Oh, we downloaded the new firmware into the Kenwood TS590. That's what's nice about the new transceivers today. You buy one, and you can keep getting various upgrades and modifications. You know, years ago, you had to go out and buy a new radio. So we did that. Got that lease updated. And of course, we've got to put the antennas up. We like to keep up with the firmware upgrades. And I got involved with Kathy found a book on the internet, and I was reading it. It's, anyone interested in firearms, it's called, Cartridges Around the World. It is fascinating. All the, mainly focused on the handguns and the shotguns, and some of the gauges that were out there, and 4-gauge, 8-gauge, 10-gauge, 12, 14-gauge, it was interesting, and all the history and the loading characteristics and the velocities and foot-pounds of energy and wildcat loads, and so I was reading some of that. But kind of an interesting book. And it even covers the military stuff and things of that nature. But the weather, kind of slippery, as George mentioned this morning. Very slippery outside. But we didn't have to go anywhere. We just kind of listened to all the activities on the scanner, as George did. And so I'm glad we didn't have to go anywhere. We listened to the Moose this morning. They were giving a report of all the school delays and closings. I spoke with a friend of mine, and there was some closings locally. It didn't even make it on the radio. I don't know. It might be me, or, you know, we haven't had a lot of snow, but boy, there has been snowmobile accidents. It just seems like a lot of them, but maybe I just didn't notice them last year. Kevin James, we'll turn it back. Over to you. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency. WATU, back to that.
Yeah, right, John. Yeah, KD2FPM here, net controlled for the Black River Valley Service Net. I know one of the things I had incorporated into my weather forecast on the INSPO radio there out of Utica was the chance of some possible freezing rain, and it looks like my prediction pretty much hit the spot on, mostly up in your area. Down here, we just got a trace of rain today, and that was it. So, you know, in the Oneonta area. So, all right, with that, I tell you what, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please.
KC2WI.
All right, KC2WI. Pete, we've got you in the queue here. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, it's still 35 degrees here, I think. I came back from the Adirondacks today. I should have really stuck with the original plan, which was to go back yesterday, even if it wasn't really early. But I got doing things, and I was kind of getting ready to leave. My mother said, "Oh, you know, your father's on the phone. He wants to know if you're going to be here for dinner. You know, he'll pick something up when he's down in Gloversville." I said, "Well, it's 4 or something. You know, I'm not going to get back early enough to go to the post office. I'm not going to get in driving enough early enough to come back in the daylight anyway. I might as well stay for dinner. You know, he'll be back at 6, whatever." I figured I'd just leave afterwards, and of course it was nice, you know, stars were out and everything. It actually was cold. I think it was 15 the last time I looked last night. But I just kind of wound down a little bit, and I said, nah, you know, I'll just wait, and, you know, it won't be that bad. And actually it was not that bad of a drive, but it certainly wasn't really pleasant either. I mean, I left at 11, I think. I waited because everything was icy in the morning up there, and I guess down here too. But got out on the main highway. I said, oh, this isn't bad. It was nice and clear for about, I don't know, less than 10 miles, and all of a sudden, they must have gone out with the salt from the, I didn't notice that it started at where the state, compound, I guess I say garage, you know, whatever, is. Maybe that's where it started. It's somewhere in the vicinity, but maybe they went out to the east and came back and, they hadn't gone the other direction early enough or something. I caught up with a plow, but the road was a combination of ice and, slushy stuff. It wasn't really bad. But it was not 55 plus miles an hour. It was 45 to 50 most of the way, and, you know, then get behind the plow and salt truck and go for several miles like that until you got a good passing place. It wasn't so bad you couldn't pass, but anyway, the sun came out down around, somewhere around your house there, John, I think about, 12:30 or something, and I thought, oh, it's good, it's going to melt all the stuff off the roads, but it didn't ever stay out. Anyway, so I'm back, and I guess not a lot of snowmobiling. I guess up Tug Hill, I'm sure there's a lot of snow, but not in the valley here. And, I think the accidents is because everybody's concentrated in, you know, a small space. They're all up on Tug Hill, the crazy people, and people are really getting fed up with it, clubs and everybody else. And I think it's reached, you know, it's. I don't care. It sounds crude, but, you know, I don't really care if somebody kills themselves. That's their problem. It's when they kill me is the problem, and that's the real issue, is that you just can't trust, you know, one of these idiots. If you're on a little trail in the woods, you're probably safe, but, so I figure I'm usually safe. But there's a real kind of, you know, the momentum is growing to do more to stop that kind of stuff. Anyway, I got an email from David Allen, KB2RQB, suggesting maybe we might want to hold a class. I don't know that there's really enough interest or not, but I'll announce it, especially for the scanner listeners out there. We're contemplating holding a technician license prep course, and probably starting in March and going for maybe we'll do a kind of a, you know, two chapters a night kind of thing for 6 weeks so it doesn't go too long. And so if anybody's interested that's listening, or if you know anybody who's maybe interested, pass the word and
all right, yeah, Pete, definitely, that sounds like a neat idea. And, you know, I was going to mention KD2FBM here, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I know there was a few years back here down by us in the Otsego County area. Some of the farms that are here, they have these nice flat fields, and then between the borders from one farm to another or from one field to another, they'll have a rise, kind of like a rock wall or just kind of like some kind of a mound of dirt that will just run the entire length of the field. And unfortunately, snowmobilers will get going, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour through the field. And apparently one night what happened is two of them were coming at each other head on. They never saw each other because of the rise of that berm in between the two fields. And of course, when they both came together, they hit head on. And if I remember, I think there was a fatality in that. So that was kind of spooky. So that just breaks my heart, you know, to hear stuff like that. I tell you what, still looking for other check-ins, or we'll take comments or queries. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
WA2 is, I guess, more of a query than a comment.
All right, Net recognizes WA2U. Go ahead, take the floor, John.
Okay, I might have missed it. Yeah, the snowmobile. I don't know, last one I heard of. I was on the Boonville area. Some guy decided to tangle with a log truck, of all things. He survived, but I guess the guy that was driving the log truck got more. It's a big, it was on the news today. It was not licensed to drive the vehicle and a bunch of things. Anyways, Pete mentions we saw the email for the potential upcoming tech class, which is a great idea, and I'm sure we may have some listeners out there that might be interested in participating. Or maybe asking some questions, so maybe Pete might be able to, or someone might be able to. In what way, or how would, who do they contact, and who do they contact, and in what way do they contact? Is there a phone number, or should they is there a special email for interested parties, and maybe people are running and getting a writing implement of destruction of some sort to write down the information or tape record or whatever. Kevin James, I'll turn it back to you and I'll listen. WA to you, back to net.
All right, yeah, KD2FPM net control here. KC2WIP, if you have any information about contact for that course that you're wanting to offer, go ahead, take the floor.
All right, well, pick up the phone book and look, and of course it's only yellow pages now, which is really convenient because just turn the computers, you find my business, Affordable Technical Solutions, and you'll find the phone number, I think an email address. Or go to the Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club website, www.brvarc.org. You'll find email links for contact information. I guess I could say you could send me a message on Facebook, but I hate that. I'd much rather have an email. My phone number is 376-8879, so you can contact me any one of those ways, brvarc.org. I don't know about, I don't know if I got this contact information on the Boonville site or not. I don't remember that, but in any case, it's easy enough to get a hold of me. And hopefully we'll have some people. I know Hanley, KA2SJG, sent me an email and said, oh, I'd be happy to, you know, demonstrate CW, but he won't be available for the beginning of the class if we do have it, but hopefully we get in, at least have people get a little, you know, demonstration of that, and think about maybe they want to do that later on. And also, you know, I mean, being like super optimistic here, but Joanne said, well, you could have it at DPN. So I think we'll probably do it in Lowellville because I'm sort of targeting, you know, here. I guess if I got enough people from that down that direction, we would move it. But if David's offering to be an instructor, he'd probably rather do it, you know, in Lowellville. going to be either maybe up at the public safety building, maybe at the hospital at their command center where we have a radio, or maybe some other place in town. But nothing's been decided yet. We'll probably use the ARRL book, and it'll be one of these deals where you get the book, you read, you know, read a couple chapters, study, get online, do what, there's all kinds of online resources. Then we go through the material in class, you know, questions and answers kind of thing, explain stuff that you don't understand, and move on, and then at the end, I haven't even thought about this yet, but probably we'll try to get the some of the BEs up from the Jeff.
All right, KC2WI, KD2FM. Sounds like the repeater may have timed out there. So, all right, let me see if I got this information correct. Those that are interested in taking the tech-level training that will be coming up here shortly, contact you, either look for you in the Yellow Pages at Affordable Technical Solutions or go on the website, www.boonvillearc.com, where they can reach you by phone in the 315 area code, I'm assuming, 376-8879. If I've got anything wrong there, advise. KD2FM with KC2WI.
Well, I can't remember what's on the Boonville site. Jeff might remember whether there's good contact information, but on the Black River Valley Amateur Radio Club site, brvarc.org, there's the links for contact. And I'm not sure if it's on Boonville or not, but either way, KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, received. Okay, so that other website is www.brvarc.org. So make sure if anyone's listening through a scanner, if they're interested in getting ramped up to get their tech-level license so they can become a ham like us, you know, go through either one of those channels that we've listed there, and that way you'll be able to ramp yourself up and prep yourself to take the test. 35 questions. All you need is 26 correct, and you've got your ticket, and you'll be on the air. So it's that simple. I even did it, and you know, it took me a few years to finally decide to do it. And when I did it, I wished I'd done it like 25 years ago. So if you're thinking about it, it's worth it. I'll add that in there. So all right, looking for any other late check-ins, comments, or queries? This is KD2FVM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net.
And to KPM.
Sorry, Kevin, forgot to let your end drop. And to KPR.
WAQ with another quick comment.
All right, the net recognizes N2KP. I believe that was KPO. I hope I got that right. I don't have your name in my file, so forgive me. John, WA2U, jump in with your comment really quick.
Yeah, it's Kilo Papa Romeo, KPR. That's, a lot of people that have been of WA2U are afraid of the hobby. As far as I know, there's no CW, Morse code as they used to refer to it, required nowadays. So that used to be a big deterrent in scaring people away, so. You don't have to worry about that. WA2, back over to you, Kevin. Okay.
Okay, yeah, received, John. That's awesome. I forgot to mention that. Yeah, Morse code is not required for tech level. It's always good to know, but it is not required. So bear that in mind in case anyone's on the fence deciding. Okay, I believe I got N2KPR, and like I said, I don't have your name, so forgive me. So if you give me your first name when you come in, the floor is all yours. This is KD2FBM.
Yeah, okay. The name is Rich, Romeo India Charlie Hotel. And Kevin, we've talked a number of times. But it's okay, but not officially under the net, you know, so. Yeah, Pete, I've I was going to say, you know, if you were going to have it here in Boulder, I was going to volunteer my help. To also, it would be, I could probably get the community room here in this building to make it completely handicap accessible. But, who knows. But I was thinking maybe in March, that, if we get the bad weather like we usually get in March, people from here may not want to travel up that far, but you might get still enough up that way to have class. Well, it's just a thought, you know, but if you do have one here at Bulldog, just let me know. And good evening, everybody. It was a rainy, wet day around here. And looks like the rain stopped right now, but who knows, it'll probably come back. Rose were a little slick this morning, according to my aide. She said she split a little bit coming in. On this road, too. She made it all the way from home and split coming in here. Then right behind her came the sand truck. So I guess it worked out. Just a little bit bad luck for her, because usually she follows the sand truck, not leads it. But once she left, everything was fine. It had started raining, so all the ice was gone. But outside of that, it's been a very, very, very quiet day. Yesterday, the day before, and the 4 days before that, it's been total chaos around here. At least for me. I was so busy, I forgot which day was which. So. But I took a day off and relaxed, and tomorrow I go back at it again. Oh, 7388, everybody. They've been saying, all you people out there listening, you want to get your ham license, take a class. Easiest way to do it. And there are a lot of different ways of doing it. And one thing too, Pete, there's one guy on YouTube. He's also an instructor. He's been instructing for over 20 years. And by the way, Kevin, I've been at ham for 22 years. And he's got videos on there that he just explains the theory and stuff like that. And he does a really nice job, so that might be another aid for your people to look at and look toward. His name is Dave Kassler, I believe. I know his last name is Kassler. C-A-S-L-E.
All right, yeah, KD2FPM here, N2KPR Rich. Apparently the repeater timed out, and Echolink also timed out too, so I had to do a double boot to it to get it to come back. And I believe Octen is already starting to maneuver around to their satellite repeaters, so we may want to wrap this up kind of quick here so they can get in to do their check-ins, and I got to check in on our local repeater here, so... look for any quick other comments or late check-ins. KD2FPM, net control. All right, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm not sure. It almost sounded like that may have been Jack. K2ZNZ. I'm not sure if that was you, Jack. Okay, Steve, Jack, I tell you what, I'll clear this net here really quick, and then you can take it over. Yeah, this is KD2FPM. I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 9:40 local time and return the repeater frequency to regular amateur use. Octen is here, so guys, stay tight. Jack will be with you momentarily. I want to thank you for everyone that checked in tonight. Say 7-3 to all those who listened in. This is KD2FPM. I will be out.
Jacob, that was you keying into repeater. We got no audio at all. Enter KPR.
KA2Z on Z, this is KD2FPM. If you're unable to make it into this repeater, if you can contact back through the 17 to KB2KOJ, I am currently monitoring the 85 and I can go backwards through for you for a list. KD2FPM monitoring.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFC logging off through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
This is KD2FPM with the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, OCTEN, currently being held on the 145-170. Currently looking for stations with or without traffic. Come now, please.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, we have KC2NBU looking for further check-ins. This is KD2FPM with OCTEN. This is OCTEN. This is KD2FPM with the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. Currently looking for stations with or without traffic.
N5VOW, good evening, Kevin.
Okay, yeah, we've got you in here too. So we got two stations, KC2NBU and N5AOW. Still looking for further check-ins for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net, with or without traffic. Okay, I'll make this a final call. Looking for any and all stations with or without traffic for the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net. This is KD2FPM. Okay, hearing none, I will now head back to the 85 repeater to relay back through to the 17 repeater. I want to thank the two stations that checked in tonight. Your check-ins are always appreciated. Hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. This is KD2FPM. I will be clear of this repeater through the Echolink system, and I would like to thank those that make Echolink possible. And like I say, until next time, 73 KD2FPM is clear.